Why, hello, 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 people. Thanks for tuning in to Smoky House. If you didn't know, I'm about to inform you. You are now tuning in with the one, the only, your favorite Amazon John Zom. Hello, what it do? Yes, I'm back. How you living? How you doing? No excuses. I'm just back. Hi. Yeah, like I said, I have no excuses. I just haven't been in the mood to do any podcasts, but I'm here now, back to give my unwanted opinions. There's a lot I want to talk about today. So yeah, get ready, okay? And you already know, break, roll, spark. It better be a fat ass blunt next to you, or some morning coffee. I'll give you that, because it is the AM. I have both, so we're just gonna start this day on a high note, literally. But yeah, hey y'all, hey, I'm back. What it do, baby? Before we get into all the shenanigans that's been going on, if you haven't already, or if you have forgotten my social medias, I'm about to remind you and formally introduce myself again to you. So if you haven't followed me on all social media platforms, I am on Instagram, I am on Twitter, and I do have a Snapchat that you are all welcome to add. There has been a few people that I be side eyeing when I do get added on Instagram, so just give me a moment to get up out of my feelings, and then I will accept you, because I still feel like there's people after me. But I'll be forgetting, I'll be telling y'all to follow me, so I appreciate it. But if you haven't already, please go ahead and follow my main Instagram, which is champion_D, and then my podcast Instagram, which is 713 Smoky House. Both of those pages, please and thank you, or pick and choose which one you want to follow. The podcast page is public, my personal page is private. That's more of me on a daily basis and all of the nonsense I like to post. The podcast page is mostly like upcoming episodes and what I'm about to talk about. So pick and choose one of those, champion_D and or 713 Smoky House. I am on Twitter as well. My Twitter is remember_REDEE. So it is remember_ready. Go ahead, click follow me, do that, please and thank you. I do follow back. Then the podcast Twitter is Smoky House, just backwards, so it is House Smoky, so HOUZSMOKEY. And then you can already add me on Snapchat, which is D_High. Don't complain if you do add me on Snap and looking crazy or sounding crazy. Don't complain if you add my main page Instagram and I'm posting some, I don't want to say sexual, but we grown around here, so just don't complain, okay? And if you fuck with the podcast, you should fuck with what I post with, so please don't complain or just don't follow me, okay? But you guys are all welcome. I do welcome you all to my page, but don't act out, because I'm quick to block. But anyway, go ahead, follow me. I'll follow back. Yeah. Okay. Like I said, I have no excuses. I've been away for a couple of months. I just kind of got tired of talking about the same things. I kind of was in a state where I just wanted to be selfish. So I was selfish these last couple of months. Just been stacking up my money, planning these trips, deleting, blocking, protecting my peace, and it's been beautiful. I like where I'm at in this stage of my life, and I just know things are just gonna prosper and move in a better light from here. So I'm excited, and I'm very, 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 very blessed, and I'm back. So hey, I hope y'all been doing okay. I hope life has been good for you. I know every day is a new day. Every day is a new struggle as well. But we getting through it. We're surviving. And shit, we ain't in the tabloids like some people. So, we're moving on. What did I want to talk about? So, Jerry Springer up and passed away. y'all swore you knew this man, swore this was your favorite uncle that dropped the bag on you when you graduated high school. Like, I swore y'all really knew this man the way y'all was cutting up on social media. Okay, like, granted, I can't even lie. I'm not sad he's dead. I don't feel nothing that he died. That man was like 70 something years old. He lived good. He was the mayor of a city. He had a TV show that was beautiful. Well, not beautiful. It was actually madness. It was very ratchet. I never even liked the TV show. I hated Jerry Springer. That show was just so stupid to me. And it was so fake to me. Like, even as a child, I knew this shit had to be scripted. And then later finding out that it was, I was like, oh, okay. But y'all was really... He was 79. Yeah, he lived a good life. Y'all, oh, Jerry, Uncle Jerry. I'm pouring up for Jerry. Like, I get it. Some of y'all just be saying stuff for clicks and views and likes and hearts and reposts and stuff like that. But y'all was carrying, and it was just very annoying for no reason. Then they had the fake woke community that wanted to compare people mourning Jerry Springer with people bashing Kevin Samuels. And I was like, what the fuck? These two men have nothing to do with one another. These two men didn't even do the same things or talk about the same. What? Oh, y'all pouring up for Jerry, but when Kevin Samuels died, y'all were saying. There is no correlation between Jerry Springer and Kevin Samuels at all. Like, except for they're both entertainment. They were both entertaining. Like, one had, Kevin Samuels was a YouTuber. Yeah, he had his YouTube thing. Jerry Springer had his network. Okay? They weren't one in the same. Again, I didn't feel nothing when Kevin died either. I thought it was a little funny. I'm not gonna lie. It was a little funny how he swore up and down that all these people was gonna die alone. Old. See, I'm about to laugh now. I thought that was very ironic, but just like Jerry, I felt I wasn't happy, I wasn't sad, I wasn't nothing. Like, okay, they died. Sorry to their families, I guess. Like, y'all, come on now. Like, but whatever. Jerry Springer died. Jonathan Majors. If you didn't know, about to inform you. Jonathan Majors, that fine black man that was on what movie was he in? He was on that new Creed with Michael B. Jordan, and then he was on some other stuff too. He's actually had a long history or a long career in film, so he's been in countless movies, but I really don't know him that well. I know of him from clips, and then of course the new Creed movie. I thought he was a good looking man. He was good looking, very well spoken. There was nothing bad up until this point said about Jonathan, and I know a lot of people were a little upset that he was playing in snow, and I don't mean the drugs. You know, he was a beautiful black man who has been attracted to, you know, the fair skinned women. And no hate to the fair skinned women. We love y'all. Some of y'all. But yeah, so let me start at the beginning. So the Creed movie came out. They were doing all this promo tour. They were going around, you know, speaking of it. They were all on my Twitter, all on my Facebook. All the girls were lusting after both Michael and Jonathan. Okay, they were doing great. Then up out of the clear blue freaking sky, there was news that he was arrested for domestic violence. And this was during the press run for Creed. And it was like, huh? Not Jonathan. No. I'm acting like y'all when you found out Jerry Springer died. I know him. I know Jonathan. He would never. But during, it came out that he was arrested for assault and battery, I believe, towards his former girlfriend now. I guess they broke up. And then it was a couple days after that, it was reported that there was a restraining order put out on him. And then a couple days after that, it was reported that his management team cut ties. And it was just like not to be rude, it was a snowball effect. See what happens? I make myself laugh. I'm high, don't mind me. They about to recast him in the Marvel movies too. So yeah, he's had a long history. Lovecraft Country, that's what I knew him from. Okay, they canceled that too. But but after it was reported that his management team cut ties with him, I haven't really heard anything after the fact, but he's going through it right now. I don't know what's going on. I thought we all loved and adored him, and now we are canceling Mr. Jonathan. And well, some people are, some people aren't. Some people feel like, oh, it's a conspiracy. Some other people think, hey, that's what he gets for messing with the fair skinned women. They have a tendency to do that, which some of them do. So I don't really know what's going on. I'm waiting for, I guess, the trial. His lawyers are ass. His lawyers are not working in his best interest. And I just really feel like he needs a new cast. Oh, my dog's barking. Someone must be at my door. Oh, okay. If you heard him, that's Fievel. Fievel says, hey. But yeah, poor Jonathan. How do y'all feel about this whole Jonathan Majors situation? Do you feel like it's a conspiracy? Or do you think he just made poor decisions and he was really beating up on that girl? Because it was reported that she had a broken finger, cuts and bruises. Then his lawyer came out, and I don't even know how this was. He thought this was the right tactic. Released video footage of old girl at the club texting as to say that, oh, your finger couldn't be broken, you're texting. Well, bitch, if you broke my pinky, I can still text with my fucking thumbs. What? I just really feel like he needs a new lawyer. I hope he can come out of this okay, but I do think it's a wrap for Jonathan. I think it's a wrap for that man. I think he's gone. He's a goner. We just got him. He was really prospering, and then all this shit happened, and then poof, up in flames. Damn. I'm gonna keep an eye on this case though, because I don't want to believe he would do it. But then again, you don't know these celebrities. You don't know them in real life. You don't know what triggers them. Who knows? He's a big dude too. Y'all seen that workout video of him when he was preparing for Creed and doing all them push-ups, pull-ups, protein shakes, and meal preparation? He's cut. He's a cut man. So he probably could have blew on that girl. Like, he could have probably fucking just sneezed and she would have went flying, because he's built, and she was a little frail little thing. So but what y'all think? You think he was beating her up? I don't know. Speaking of beat ups, nah, we ain't gonna talk about that just yet. We will wait. We'll wait on that one, because that was just rude of me. We gonna wait to talk about the lovers and friends drama. We ain't gonna bring that up just now. What else? Red, look at me. I've been in Texas too long. Red Table Talk has been canceled. Good. I never watched it. Did y'all really watch that shit? I didn't watch that shit. That was not entertaining to me at all. At all. First of all, it wasn't, not to say I like exciting or ratchet, it was just like, ma'am, What is this? And why I gotta watch you on Facebook Watch? Like, I feel like that this was a time where COVID was happening and Facebook was just bored. They was doing the metaverse, Facebook Watch. They started pulling in reels on Facebook. I think they still have it. And it was just like, y'all doing too much. Remember who the fuck you are. You're Facebook. You're not Instagram. You're not Snapchat. You're fucking Facebook. We use you to talk about our ratchet family members, to see updated pictures of our little cousins, and check on our college and high school friends and see where they're at. Remember who the hell you are, Facebook. Okay? But that was canceled. I guess, who had made a comment stating that, Nick Cannon had made a comment stating that the Red Table Talk was nothing but toxic. Which is very interesting coming from a man who is making broken homes. I don't give a fuck what that man says. You do not have the time nor the energy to see or take care of 12 fucking kids. And you want to call somebody else toxic. It was more boring than toxic, sir. Please shut up. Shut up. The fuck? But yeah, she's... I don't want to say she's out of a job, but she ain't working at the Facebook no more. But it is what it is. What else I want to talk about? Oh, Smokey Robinson. Smokey Robinson is on, I don't know if his tour is still going on, but he was out on tour doing the press run. And... I don't know what it is about celebrities or people in general chatting about stuff we did not ask. We did not ask about. Like, I don't know if it's wanting to be relevant or wanting to ruffle feathers or just wanting shock value. I don't know what it is. But a lot of older celebrities are really tarnishing their brand and tarnishing their legacy by opening their fucking mouths. Just shut up. Perform. Interview. Take pointers from Beyonce. Just be quiet. Smokey Robinson had the nerve to tell us a story that we didn't ask for about how he cheated on his wife with Diana Ross. Mrs. Smokey. Okay. You were in your prime in like the 50s through the 70s. You was an old man. We didn't need the visual. We didn't need that tea. We didn't need to know that at all. And why did you think it was okay to tell this story? Do you have like a biography coming out? And if it was told before, you should have just kept it wherever it was told at, because half of us didn't know nor wanted to know. Sir, that's tacky. You too old to be tacky. You're too distinguished as an artist and as a philanthropist and as a trailblazer to be out here acting like a motherfucking city boy telling us, oh, I cheated on my wife with Diana Ross. Negro, we didn't ask. Take that to the grave with you. Confess that to your pastor and to your wife. We as the public did not need to know. We did not need to know. Like, sir, sit down. Shut up. Fuck is wrong with you? Like, the way, like, when I read that, my face scrunched up so badly, like, not needed. My dog's going crazy right now. Very rude. That's my dog, though. He got me. He's on alert. Let me know. Don't step to this. Let me stop. Okay. But yeah, that was just unneeded of him. Unneeded of him. And you know, I feel like it's a trend. I feel like a lot of, I don't know if these older celebrities and older people that were in the limelight back in the day trying to stay relevant, I guess, and trying to give these stories and these interviews and these press runs and just really fucking it up. Y'all not... How can I explain this? Like the whole Escape thing. Escape. We knew Escape from the 90s. We knew the group as, you know, vocal power. We know they had a little drama. We all knew that. We didn't know in depth the drama. But we knew them as the group, as the musicians, as the writers, as the singers. Then they had this whole TV show come out. Now, when I tell you this, what was it? R&B, not R&B Divas. Well, it's Queens of R&B, the Escape and SWV show. Okay, that, I think it's over now. I watched a few episodes. But what I'm trying to say is, shut up. Stop talking. Stop tarnishing your legacy. Like, that whole show was a fiasco. It was nothing. Now, what the show started off to be was promoting a group tour, promoting the music business, promoting the day-to-day lives of these superstar groups. This shit turned into Ayana Fix My Life by episode, not even by episode, by the end of episode one. End of episode one. Okay? It was drama. This, okay, I get it. I get that, you know, we need to do something about that because I'm about to hurt him. It's too much barking. Excuse me. Done lost my train of thought because of this little Negro. He's not even a little Negro. He's a little Mexican. My dog's Mexican. But what was I saying? Yeah, but anyway. Yeah, by the end of episode one, we found out a lot of shit that we wasn't prepared for. We thought we was gonna see the light production, what songs y'all was gonna have up on the roster to sing, the tour dates. No, it became, oh, my sister stole my money and my mama is a bitch. Sorry. Just saying. That mama is weird. I thought that mama is weird. And it was just, and then as the episodes progressed, it was nothing positive. Like, the sisters had drama, then one of the sisters and Candy had drama, and it was just not a good look. And I get that a lot of celebrities have this idea of they have to stay relevant, they have to stay in people's heads, in people's minds, in people's thoughts. But nah, just take what you did and be great. Just like stop trying to be new age. Stop going on these interviews. Stop creating these reality shows. Stop doing too much. Y'all be doing a lot and be looking crazy at the end of the day. And it baffles me. It baffles me. Like, that SWV and Escape show was crazy. Like, we all knew there was minor drama between the girls. And when I tell you, I was on, not Tamika, her sister, for years, because I'm not really a Candy fan. 4 years, I watched that show and I was like, oh, bitch, you out here robbing from your family, your husband having kids on you stealing from the group. Oh, Candy should beat your ass. I was team Candy that whole show. Well, not the whole show, but most of the show. I was team, like, what? And Tamika, too. Her sister, I was team Tamika. Because, what? Tasha. And then, on top of all that, okay, she kept doing interviews. Episode after episode, she kept doing interviews. So, again, we already see you on TV looking crazy. Then you go on these interviews lying, trying to rewrite the narrative, rewrite the story, and you even look more fucked up. Then you want to sprinkle on, oh, I'm putting out a gospel album. Huh? Were we watching the same show? What? Ma'am, why? You, first of all, you stealing thousands of dollars. You're in an open relationship, so you say. So you say. This, oh Lord, okay. I wasn't even supposed to go in on this one. But, okay. You're promoting the gospel album. The show has you in a light that you could have easily fixed by just admitting your fault. Like, okay, I didn't willingly steal the money, but if my husband or my team cashed these checks that were originally supposed to be to you, let me do some investigation, some digging, and I will reimburse you as my sister, as somebody I know I need in this world, because we have the same blood, we have the same DNA. You've been my ride or die since you came out of Mama's coochie. We gonna figure this the fuck out. That's all you had to do. And then maybe we would have supported your album. But no, you couldn't do that. You kept going on interviews. You kept going on Instagram Live. You kept looking crazy out here. Then it came out your husband has a side chick. Then it came out the side chick has a child. Then you decided to come out and say, oh, I know everything. I know everything. If you thought I didn't know, I know. And you knew and you stayed? Oh, my Lord. This is not 1902. You are not Catholic. You could get a motherfucking divorce. Okay, you. He didn't just cheat on you. He had a baby on you. He ain't just stealing money from you. He's stealing money from your sister. And your business, which you started before you even knew this man. The group you've been with since preteen. I don't know. Maybe I'm not celibate, but I don't. Maybe I haven't gotten the dick that y'all be getting, because what? Y'all will really go through hell just to say I have a husband. But yeah, I really need a lot of these celebrities just to stay off social media. Stop bringing us y'all problems. Fix it amongst yourself like we do. Well, some of us do. Because I guess some of y'all feel like y'all celebrities too. Because y'all be putting... Excuse me. I keep hitting this damn... I got a new mic, y'all. y'all be putting y'all business out on social media like this is TMZ. Like, we give a fuck. All we gonna do is talk about you in our group chat. Screenshot this shit. Laugh at you. Fix it amongst yourself. Stop putting it out for the whole world to see and judge you and give their 2 cents. And then you gonna scream and holler, oh, y'all don't know me. Y'all don't know the situation. I just know what y'all put out on social media looking fucking dumb. So now I'm gonna look at you like you're a stupid bitch for the rest of your life, because that's what you showed me. Like, y'all don't see that. Mr. Smokey, you don't see that people gonna look at you like a nasty man now for telling this story 60 years later. Tasha, you don't see that promoting a gospel album after your husband done cheated and had a baby on you and y'all stealing money don't make sense. Then y'all want to come like, oh, it's not really like that. They edited things a certain way. They only took a clip. And granted, that does happen. But if you didn't open your mouth, if you didn't get the ball rolling, we wouldn't be this deep in. Shut up. Shut up. That's it. Y'all really ruining y'all. Oh, one other. Brian McKnight. Him too. Him. I swore Brian McKnight was the nicest fella. He gave me church vibes. He gave me a little gay vibes too. But he always gave me church vibes. Brian McKnight ruining his fucking legacy now. Got family drama with the kids. Now, I'm semi on his side because at the end of the day, he got some grown babies. But to just disown your children, be on social media, claiming these other kids as heirs to the throne, people gonna look at you weird. And you think you about to sell out arenas? No! I missed the day and age. Oh, I'm old. I just said that. But I missed the day and age where we didn't know nothing. Celebrities were very private. And they didn't want their business out. Now y'all be telling us all this like we needed to know. Like, oh. It's sad a little. It's not even sad. It's just embarrassing. I be getting secondhand embarrassment from y'all. These celebrities. Not y'all, but like these celebrities. Like, oh my God. Stop making reality shows. Stop going on interviews. Just perform. Get your money. Make sure the check clears. That's it. That's all. Like, y'all really need to take some pointers from Beyonce. I don't even rock with Beyonce like that. But she don't. I'm not talking to y'all. I'm not doing no press run. I'm going to drop this music. I'm going to go on this tour. And I'm going to go back to my family. Anything going on is going to be between me and my family. Because what y'all going to do besides put your two cents in that don't matter? Don't matter. Moving on. No, we're not talking about that yet. Not yet. We're not talking about that yet. I was going to talk about the baddies. That's... Y'all really are subscribed to Zeus Network? It's crazy. I don't know. Maybe I'm just old and bitter now. But a lot of things that are cool and a lot of things that are trending and a lot of things that people are just like super obsessed with, I fucking hate. That whole baddies of South Central, baddies West, bad boys of... I'm not gonna lie. I kind of like bad boys of Texas or Houston, whatever it is. That show is kind of... I kind of like it. But it's just like... What? We haven't outgrown this stage in our lives. Like, I get it. Bad Girls Club. We love Bad Girls Club. I love Bad Girls Club. I swore when they had that season of Sisters, me and my sister was dead ass gonna audition. But we were young. We were young. We didn't know no better. We didn't give a fuck. These bitches... Half of them on this baddie show is way above age, like older than me. Not all of them, but a good majority of them. The fuck is you on an app? I can't even say a network. An app. Tussling. Fighting. Then I have people from my home city talking about, oh, I'm about to go audition to be on Baddies. Bitch, what? You 33 years old. Fuck is you talking about? You about to go audition to be on Baddies. Huh? You want to be on TV fighting? Ooh. Tacky. Tacky. I don't know. I'm just over a lot of things. And that is one. Like, I see the clips on Twitter and everything like that. And it still don't make me, ooh, I want to go watch this. Ooh, I want to go sign up. Fuck. No. Because one, I'm going to catch a charge. Fuck all that. Fuck security. Fuck all that. A bitch swing. She come at me. First of all, I'm seeing blood. I need to see blood. And then I'm pressing charges. Everything's getting shut the fuck down. What are you talking about? There would be no Zeus. I'm suing everything. I'm too old. Too old for this shit. I ain't got time for this shit. Bitches talk about, I'm about to go audition. Ma'am. Nah, I did see somebody on my Facebook say that shit. I was like, wow. And then people in the comments hyping her up like, oh my God, you gonna get it. You gonna get in there. Yeah. Oh, hit such and such if you see her for me. What? I literally get secondhand embarrassment from y'all. We are really the new adults, and y'all just out here. Oh my God. I don't even have words. I have no words. Wow. Like, she really put this as a status and was so proud of herself. Like, huh? Whatever. Whatever. Oh, Christian? I always fuck up her name. Are we calling her Christian? And it's Christian. But I'm so used to saying it Christian, so I just keep saying it like that. So, Blue Faith and Christian. Haha, got it, bitch. Blue Faith and Christian are really having a baby. And I swore she was lying. I wanted her to lie. I wanted it not to be true because I don't want her to get stuck in this situation for life. I get that babies are a blessing, but at the end of the day, well, she's not new to abortions. Didn't she have like 3 abortions already before she decided to keep this one? So I feel like those were signs right there. Let that man go. I get it. When you're making money with a person, when you're locked in a contract and a brand with somebody and y'all make, like, I don't give a fuck how crazy they look, how dirty they look, how dingy they look. Krishan and Blueface as a couple make hella fucking money. The drama, the beatings, the viral videos, the interviews, all that shit. Every time they get posted, every time they're getting paid. So them as a brand couple probably making millions. So she's probably thinking that loyalty to making this man money is love. And it's not. This man literally looks at her as a business, as whatever. Like, what did he, just the other day, what he said? Again, they interviewed him, and he has nothing positive to say about her. You think I'm finna die over a man that can't even say something nice about me? Can't even say I look good. Can't even say, like, I get it. She'll tweet some shit like, oh, he was just in the bed talking about, girl, I don't give a damn what he be pillow talking to you about. Private and public, keep that same energy. Keep it. Cause you saying, oh, give me pesos and I love you all in fucking bed, but when we out in public, you can't even hold my hand. You looking at me like I'm dirty. You talking about, oh, I don't fuck with her. Wait a minute. And you think I'm gonna have your child? You got me fucked up. I get it. Babies are a blessing. But I just really felt like she should have really thought this through. But at the end of the day, I guess she's 20 weeks now. They're really having a baby. Apparently they're having a little boy. And the whole, oh, this is what she needs. This is going to make her grow up. She shouldn't have had to have a baby to grow up. She shouldn't have had a baby to realize this man ain't shit. I don't know. People's way of thinking is just really weird and different to me now. I really feel like it's because I'm getting older. And I just look at a lot of shit like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Like, flabbergasted beyond measure. Like, huh? He lost. Be so lost. Oh, that's what he said. I'm sorry. I just got a brain blast. He was like, oh, he was on an interview. Blueface was on an interview, and someone had asked, oh, do you feel like Krishan, I'm just going to say it the way I know how to say it. Krishan and Blueface. So they asked Blueface if Krishan was his soulmate. And he was like, cellmate. What? I wish my nigga would. Cellmate? Huh? You think I'm having your baby? Nah. You. And then he just had a little girl with his. I really feel like she wants to feel special, or she wants something to make her feel like she was special to this man in some way. And at the end of the day, you made this man rich. He literally has one song. We wouldn't have known of him too much more if you didn't come into the picture. You came into this man's picture and revitalized his whole career, his whole, you know, brand. You did that. So, and I kind of feel like she wants something to solidify that she was special to him. And at the end of the day, you just have to know that yourself. Granted, she's already locked in. She says she's keeping the baby. She's having the baby. She's 20 weeks. So, and I hate when people say, oh, it's only 18 years. No, honey, you have to deal with this person for the rest of your life. Okay? Your child has questions. Your child has some type of sickness or illness that then you have to go down the family gene pool to figure out. Guess who you got to call? Guess who you have to reach out to? Your child gets married. Your child has a graduation, a prom, a party. Guess who they want involved? Guess who you sitting over there thinking about? It's not no fucking 18 years. This is life. This is life. But prayers to her. I do see a little maturity in her. I just really feel like a baby didn't have to be the cause for her to mature and grow up and see right from wrong, you know? But whatever. Speaking of baddies and the Zeus network that y'all subscribe to, I need y'all to start disciplining y'all kids. Put down the Zeus app. Put down the TikTok. Beat your motherfucking kids, okay? Discipline your goddamn kids. Make sure they got their homework right. Make sure they're not carrying these fucking cell phones in the class. Because if I hear one more story about a teacher or a principal or kids tussling on a bus, I'm sick of hearing about it. Like, granted, it's always been around, but this shit has gotten way out of hand. Like, the school kids fighting teacher shit has really gone to skyrocketed, and I just don't understand. And if you know me, like the real me, like for real, you know I had a behavioral problem like a motherfucker. A huge behavioral problem. But if you thought ever in life I rose the fuck up to swing on a teacher, hit a teacher, any what? You got me. I need parents to be parents. Okay? Stop trying to be y'all kids' friends. Stop trying to go viral on TikTok by doing these mommy daughter dances and shit. Be a fucking parent, because these kids is really getting out of control. There was another viral, first of all, there was a viral video. This girl, she got her phone confiscated. She went ape shit. First of all, if your phone gets confiscated, take that L. They can't hold it for too long. They're either going to give it back to you at the end of the day or call your parent and tell your parent to come pick it up. Those are your two options. What the fuck are you going ape shit crazy for? It makes no sense to me. Like, these kids is really, like, demonic. Like, we had cell phones back, I'm about to say back in my day. I'm not that old. But back when I was in school, yeah, we got caught. We got the shit confiscated. They put it in their drawer. There was one or two options. I promise you, I don't think it's gotten that crazy in school. If they take your phone, they're probably going to hold it to the end of the day or end of the class and tell your parent to come pick it up. Y'all really beating up teachers for cell phones, bro? Pepper spraying teachers for cell phones, bro? Yeah, parents, I'm gonna need y'all to step it up. What? And then the Baltimore thing, the two 13-year-olds, where the fuck did they? Well, it's Baltimore. Let me not say that. Let me not ask that. It's Baltimore. They probably, you know, it's probably easy. But these two 13-year-olds with guns, jumping on the bus with ski masks, trying to shoot another little 13-year-old in the fucking head. Get y'all kids. Get me personally, I don't have children at this time. I promise y'all, send one of y'all badass little, send them up Jesus. Lord, it starts at home. I don't give a fuck what no one says. And for me personally, I went through therapy, so I knew my issues really did start at home, and that's why I had my behavioral problems. But again, I never rose up on a teacher. So I'm saying this, parents, be parents. Stop being friends. Stop thinking they ain't going through nothing. Stop thinking, oh, kid, it's just a kid thing. No, it's not just a kid thing. You need to be present in your children's life so they ain't fucking shit up or fucking up somebody else's life. Like, there's literally teachers who got PTSD right now behind y'all badass kids. There's teachers quitting. What? Then y'all wonder why you got the substitute in there with booty shorts on. And see, it's just, I don't get it. I don't get it. I really don't. Parents, be parents. That's it, that's all. Kids, it's a fucking phone. Calm down. Granted, I was a little lost without my cell phone, but y'all, these children is really catching charges over cell phones. Ooh, what the hell? Oh, I didn't mean to play that. Back it up. Hey, back it up. Thank you. I'm gonna play that. I'm on Twitter, y'all. Sorry. But that's all I gotta say about that. Ooh, she's thick. Wait. See, let me get off Twitter. See? I was like, wait, what happened? It's always something. But yeah, parents, start being parents. It's annoying. It's so annoying. Like, every day there's a new school incident type news report, and it's honestly ridiculous. Get right. Get right. All right. I was going to talk about Biden, but I don't have enough time for Biden. I'm just going to get into the lovers and friends drama. Please, y'all, the elections. We got 2 more years of Biden. 2024. Well, we got a year left. Okay, good, because he needs to go. I'm sorry, he needs to go. I don't care who I offend, I'm gonna say it. Bring back Trump. I said it. Take it how you want to take it. Now, I wasn't here for all the, you know, white people feeling themselves and, you know, stepping up and thinking that this was 1964. I didn't respect that part of the whole movement, but what he did for America, he had our backs. I don't know if mine specifically, because I got a brown back, but he, you know, as an American back, he had my back. So that's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna stop talking. But Biden gotta go. And Kamala gotta go. And I hate when people be like, oh, we don't support black women. First of all, she's half. Let biracial people be biracial. Stop putting them in one category. Like Barack Obama, he was biracial. He wasn't our first black president. He was our first biracial president. Let biracial people be biracial. Like, I don't get it. So if I say fuck Kamala, don't come at me talking about, oh, black women need to support one another. She was a AKA. She went to a historically. I don't give a fuck. The bitch didn't do shit. Bitch still don't do shit. Her and that man. Sick of them. Get the fuck out. Anyways, let me stop talking politics. Look at me. I can't even. politics. Let me stop talking politics and move on. Okay, so the Lovers and Friends tour, you know that big ass show that happened in Las Vegas that was promoted for like a year and a half, finally happened.
Ooh, excuse me.
Ooh. Pardon me, that was very rude. But the Lovers and Friends tour happened in Vegas, and I guess Chris Brown's birthday as well passed and was over the weekend or something like that during the Lovers and Friends thing. Usher Raymond, I think the Brat, Monica, Chris Brown, it was like a whole lineup of people at this tour. Little John, a whole bunch of people were at this tour. We're doing this tour. Now, Usher had decided to throw a skate party for Chris Brown. And apparently, this was the first story that was reported. During the skate party for Chris Brown that Usher threw, there was a fight. And Chris Brown and his friends jumped Usher. That was the first story that came out, and I think it came out via TMZ. I didn't believe it at first, because first of all, when you read Chris Brown got Usher jumped, huh? Isn't that one of your idols? So it was kind of like, eh, I don't really believe it. Then I kept seeing it. Then they was talking about it on the radio, and I was like, oh, this really happened. And I'm like, let me figure it out. So then video footage dropped of Chris Brown and Usher arguing. That was the caption on the video. I watched the video. Chris Brown was mouthing some words. Usher was right next to him, shoulder to shoulder, mouthing some words. There was somebody in the background that they pointed at. I think this was a TMZ clip that they pointed out as being Teyana Taylor, and I guess Chris Brown was directing, you know, what he was saying towards Teyana Taylor, and then skated off, and then Usher followed him. That was the video. That was it. That was the video. That was the second story being reported, because at first the first story was reported that Chris Brown got Usher jumped. Second story was reported was the video footage of Chris rolling out and then Usher following him. The third clip I seen was Usher performing. No scrapes, no bruises, no cuts, no nothing. 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 And I'm like, for a nigga who got jumped, he sure looked pristine. And we all seen what Chris Brown is capable of doing. So Usher looked pretty mighty fine. He looked fine. So I was like, side eye. And I get it, it was a long time ago, but the media has not forgiven Chris Brown. They still look at him as an abuser. I mean, he does have his issues with drugs, we all know that. And if you guys do not, I had this one friend that does not believe me, and I'm like, ma'am, look at this boy. It's okay. We all have to cope with things differently. And if you have the money and the means, do what it do. You know, just, again, still be a good father. Be a good performer. Don't be out here, you know, nodding off on stage. So, who's this? Oh, my man texted me. Good morning. Let me mute this. Hold on. My mother might call me. Hold on, y'all. Let me do something, because everyone's hitting me up right now. My man. Oh, this new mic is so sensitive. What was that saying? Oh, but the media still looks at Chris Brown as an abuser. That's all he, unfortunately, will ever be to mainstream media. So, what am I saying? I don't believe Chris Brown jumped Usher. I don't believe it. I don't believe Chris Brown is that much of a bully or that much of that far gone into drugs or that rude where he would jump the man who set up this party for him, where he would assault somebody he idolizes. I don't believe that. And then, of course, today Chris came out with a statement stating that, of course, they're spinning a narrative. I guess there was some type of altercation backstage, but it wasn't like that. There was like a lot of commotion, and security was trying to clear the area, and then security was, you know, being security, you know, big dog in there, pushing people, roughhousing people, and then people were pushing security back. That's what Chris Brown reported on, and he stated whatever y'all want to twist and the narrative y'all want to push, go ahead, but cap. And I was like, see, that makes sense to me. That makes sense to me because, huh? I get the whole stories of Chris Brown, like, booting people out of the section, but Chris Brown jumping Usher Raymond, that's not a believable story to me. That's not a believable story to me at all. I don't believe it. Like, I don't. And then Usher literally, because I guess the party had happened for Chris Brown's birthday. The next night, Usher was performing for the Lovers and Friends tours. Not a bump, bruise, scratch. Looking good. Dancing and swaying. Singing his little heart out. So, TMZ. Side eye. And then I didn't see Tiana in that video. I was squinting. I was trying to turn my brightness up. I was like, they had a little arrow pointing saying Tiana Taylor. I was like, who, where? Because I didn't see, all I saw was Usher and Chris skating off and then Usher walking behind. I was like, what is this? What argument? This is not an argument. What the fuck? TMZ, do better. TMZ, do better. But that's all I got. That's all I got to talk about. I'm about to wash my ass. Roll another blunt. Have a good day. But yeah. I don't know when I'll be back again. But that's all I got for today, y'all. If I leave with anything, parents, please discipline your kids. Us as the new adults, please do better, y'all. Stop embarrassing one another. Stop auditioning for baddies. Can we cut toxic TV shows out, please? The era of Bad Girls Club is over, okay? If you famous or ever get famous, shut up. Don't tell all your business on interviews, please and thank you. Like, don't tarnish your brand. But yeah, anyways, if you haven't already, go ahead and follow me on all social media platforms. I am on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. So if you choose to, please follow me on all of those. I appreciate you. You can follow me on Instagram. My main Insta is champion_D. Podcast Insta is 713 Smokey House. Twitter is remember_REDEE. And then the podcast is HOUZSMOKEY. Go ahead, follow me, add me. I will return the favor. Snapchat, you can go ahead and click add on that one too. _HIGH. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. I'll be back whenever.